that we must come down to his level. So the men that are fond of intoxication, to canvass them, we should come down to their level, and we ourselves will take intoxication and so many other objectionable things, and that is sanctioned in Gita. He has quoted one shloka. Vidyan tatha shakta shikishu loka sangraham. Only to capture people of a particular group, one preacher, he may, without internal attachment, he may accept that sort of external habit only to capture those classes that are formed of intoxication and others. And if one does that, that is to Maharaj, to capture the so-called intoxication and the other bad habits class, then where is the fault? Why do you abuse him? It is in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned there. Ki vidyam tatha asakta chikitsu loko ke. Chikitsu loko sangraham. To capture the mob, internally he does not want that, not addicted to that, but externally he is accepting those habits to mix with them and then to capture them. It is sanctioned in Bhagavad Gita. Padabhidham, Chivishu, Loka Sangharam, what is the beginning? Anasakta. At the same time, there is in Bhagavad Gita, Jajjala charati sishta stakta devi taro jana sajat pramanam kuriti dhukasta danu vartati. The leader's life should be ideal so that men in general have respect for their high character. And if they do what is not admirable in the society, then people always go and to do that. Opposite direction is obsolete. We have to adjust. Hare Krishna. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjana. How much one should go forward to capture whom, what is his value, all these local things should consider. First went to America and began his life, independent life. He had to eat many a time food which is was in association with the meat and the wine, all these things in the refrigerator. Here is meat and here is vegetable. And he had to take that for the sake of Krishna's service, but not in a normal position. Sometimes it may be necessary to go out of the way to do something, but that will depend upon the sincerity and the degree of the importance of the work, all these things. and he has not accepted that permanently for his general life. But for particular time, he had to take the risk of taking prasad and to forfeit his body, which is touch contamination there, and the scent also there, had to tolerate. Anyhow, for the great war. And we are told that one, Brahmananda, who imprisoned him for 3 days, and no food, or gave some food. Imprisoned him 3 days.
No food.
So he had to tolerate that. That is not normal. Not to acquire the habit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
In Ram Lila, there is ethical culture, some practice of virtue is there, some support for that.
To a certain extent. Ramchandra took remains of a chandal, work chandal. That was not the practice, the lawful practice there for the Kshatriya. Did something uncommon, and mostly he arrived by the moral law of the country, but not always. Ramchandra killed Bali, not in front to front fight, but as a thief from behind the area, the cart
tree,
threw arrow to kill him.
Uh-huh.
That is not moral.
No, that isn't even Kshatriya.
Then one Shudra gentleman, he engaged himself in penances. Ramchandra, asked by his Guru Vasishtha, beheaded him while he was engaged in penance. One Sambhuka. That is also not allowed by the law of the country. These peculiar practices we find in Ramchandra. But they've got their justification, hard-fetched justification there. But in general, committing immoral acts ostentatiously. Moral laws, they should be respected as long as they are in consonance with the higher. That should be the good thought about them. it should be like that. They are not absolute. They have got their relative value. If they are in clash with the absolute good, then they should be rejected. So, anukulasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjana. Amongst the devotees, they accept what is favorable, what is unfavorable. Even sometimes truth may be unfavorable. So-called truth.
I ask these questions because I'm trying to trace out why in our Swami Maharaj's movement, why certain practices apparently seem to be missing. And there's ruthless dealings, harsh dealings, instead of mercy. These positive qualities, we're finding some negative dealings even amongst the Vaishnavas. I'm trying to trace out how it is possible these qualities are not being shown more obvious, in a more obvious way. Mercy, tolerance. In the spiritual world, to merge and maintain individuality. This is a tape recorder.
Karan Maharaj, do you hear this question?
Yeah.
How do you think?
He said he is asking, how is it possible?
I know.
Yes.
What he is asking.
Yes. Adhoksaja.
Just as man is attached to the spirit, which and which, you know.
Just as man is
attacked with?
With
a witch.
Witch.
Haunted by a ghost. Or witch.
Or a ghost. Man attacked by a ghost. Have you heard this? No?
Yes, I've heard.
Huh?
I've heard.
How do you feel?
I feel how I feel?
His mind is there. And again, ghost has captured his mind. So. The one may be absorbed in another.
Peacefully.
So these fellows, this Svarvesha, to serve some purpose, and they had got some sukriti for which they got the chance of living closely with the soul of Nanda, Yashoda and the gopis. You see, soul is like light, a candle, a candle's light. If you take another candle, the light is mixed. You cannot differentiate, this is the light of this candle and this light is from that candle. Intermingled. So it is possible in soul also. A good light and there, a meager, a bad light also come and they mix together in ray. Still, it has got a special individual characteristic. Unlike physical things, Sarvagata means like light. like a flame, light spreads itself in a space. It's not, light is not in a point, but there is another light comes, and the ray of one mixes with another, and the mix is more intense. It is not be removed, and it may be joined. So soul is of that character. It can accommodate another soul within it. Like light.
Is this for training purposes, for learning how to serve Krishna, that maybe that state may be there for some time?
Yes, that sort of connection, certainly a good fortune they have got from a particular group, particular section. They are allowed to keep such close connection with Yashoda, and somewhat helping in the service of Yashoda also there. And they will get a better chance in future.
In the future they may be...
Just as there is a bona fide group of officers, and someone from outside taken in by some arrangement and asked the bona fide group officer, accept this in your service. Incorporate him in your office. And he gets a good chance of helping him and becoming more efficient. That is his good fortune that takes him there and gives him a good association, a very close and practical association to become good overnight. Similar. Get a good chance of having a closer connection, closer, constant company of Yashoda in doing her service to Krishna. He gets that great chance. Nahi kullana kit kusti durgati tato gacchati. Whatever is intrinsic, can be good. No bad effects come from there. Okay?
Bhagavan Maharaj.
Bhagavan Maharaj. From this side you have come that side. Such respect should be given there. Bichakkhana kore dekhite chahibe hoy aankhi gocho. So high, if you want to look at it a little carefully, it won't come within our jurisdiction. Ujjala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. The whole tenor of our Guru Maharaj's preaching was this. That this should be kept always above. And never we should try to stare at them carefully. There is the capital, which we must not, reserve capital, which we must not dare to use, standing capital overhead, something like that. If we go to do that, then we shall become Sahajiya. It's the highest quarter of the transcendental world. Sometimes from far off, we shall say, whatever we hear from through the Guru, we want to think about them, but we want to venture to make them in the objective line, being subject, so subtle, and so high, so respectful. So, that is the be-all and end-all of our life. Should be treated right. It is infinite. The characteristic of the infinite is like this. I won't dare to finish it. Then we will have to suffer from reaction if we attempt to finish the infinite. Something like that. Much ego, have very much eager to know about that from Guru Maharaj. And if he was called Depo, means Dambik, trespasser from bold enough to enter into the plane, while one should not respect him. Special respectability is there. None should venture to force entering there. All should be kept on our head. Still, that is all, you know. This manjari is there. Not to be dealt. In this state. Then if we drag them in the ordinary plane, their value will disappear. We shall see some other thing in some other thing, not the real. Then we shall be particular about the steps. Sadhu Sadhya Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anutsu Niveti Ruchi Asakti Bhav Bhava Bhakti Prego Bhakti Sneha Man Pramaya Rajanurag Bhav Mahabhav, all the stages we must be particular. And not from the beginning, the highest prospect we shall try to snatch it, that would be ludicrous. Now it is Vikkavari Chalakani Pavdhari. From the ground, if we want to have the fruit of the top of the tree, ludicrous tree. Vidaya Brahma Lok Zegi Parab Vampaya Kavijaya Kadupari Golok Vrindavan. Steps we must not omit, then everything will be falsified. Dashtaya Vane Namastur Namastur Satyam and Sakhaya Vane Namastur Namastur Mittam and Rasastur Rasastur Satyam. That's why Asa Puri Ramita Vinda. The author of that poem, he himself said, we shall always try to tend towards Vaishvalasa, and not Sukhalasa, not friendly friend rasa, a friendly relationship. But the irresistible force will come down to take us to that level. Demand will come from there, from higher side. Take him here. But our tendency will be always to go to attain the lower aspect of service. That should be genuine. And demand will come from upper. That particular servant should be taken up in the penalty to this stage. Dasyayame rasastu rasastu satyam. Let my real attraction be towards the service. And the sukhaya namastu, the confidence of this, I try to show my honor there. That was the means of the way the author of Asa Bhagavatam to Hindavaya Bhagavatam Kalu. Without you, I do not want this Vrindavan, nothing, is not even Krishna. The author of that flow, he himself says, let man real internal sincere tendency to be towards the service and not there of friendship with Krishna. That is okay. That is the key to success. The selection must come from above and the divine must come from above to take up. It will be useless for inductive process. Descending method that river should come to take one up. So it is not a matter of prayer in sadhana. What about this coming here?
I did not mention the exact day.
But previously, you were he gave admission in his Sankirtan party. Persons from the lower classes. Then Advaita Prabhu one day remarked in a stern way that Nityananda has come and his dealings are very generous. Anyone and everyone is getting admission into this Sankirtan party. Now it is difficult for us and for Shivas to keep our connection with this mob party. This stunting remark, of course, on Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu ran away very abruptly and quickly and jumped into the Ganges.
Ganges.
And Nityananda Prabhu and the Haridas, so they also followed him with lightning speed. Mahaprabhu jumped, they also jumped. Nityananda Prabhu caught by the hair and the Haridas tackled by the feet. And anyhow, took him up. Then Mahaprabhu told, don't tell. Acharya, that is Advaita Acharya, that you have taken me up from the Ganges. I shall hide in the compound of Nandana Acharya. And you announce that I have entered Ganges. Advaita Prabhu was informed accordingly, and he began fasting. 3 days almost passed, and information going to Mahaprabhu, the Advaita is fasting and crying, waiting. Then Mahaprabhu, after three days, perhaps he came out of the Nandana Acharya from his height in place, and they met Advaita Acharya and told him that the higher officer of the king, by whose order so many men is hanged. Even king has the power to hang that very officer. who is the master, who is the dictator of allotting hanging, the highest capital punishment, to all the subjects. Even he may be allotted capital punishment by the king. So Krishna is autocrat. And we have to mind that, we have to abide by decision of the such autocratic order. We must be prepared. Udhava Acharya. So you should not think otherwise. Give up your old prejudices and come up. So divine dispensation may be very cruel, even to the high officer. They are nominated Acharya of Swami Maharaj, but they had also to undergo such severe punishment from the high. We shall try to adjust ourselves accordingly. Amanina Mamadino. We have come to deal with infinite autocracy. So always careful about our position. No pride may enter into our heart. Tanara Vishunikena. Tarura Vishishnana. Amanina Mamadino. Kitaniya Sarahuri. Ultimately, we must have that sort of idea in our mind. Whatever we do, in whatever field, in whatever engagement, we are at present. The highest self is always reaching me. So we're not allowed to be pumped up in any way. At any position. At the same time, we have to maintain that our guru's position is not like that. They are still up. The acharyas may be vanished, but the more disastrous event with the disciples. They came to their full, wholehearted faith in one place, and now they are being robbed like so many properties. That's not how. That is more painful. So many articles, so many things. The man with his spiritual lord is being treated like that. So lastly, roughly, that's the troubles. How the faith is being, of course, those that are connected with false relationships, they are misfortune is must be present there, otherwise it can happen. But still, there is painful scenario. One country is defeated by another country, one nation by another nation. But the after effect, when the victorious party come to loot the defeated, that is a very painful scenario. When fighting mode, they are fighting with one another. That does not matter. But innocent persons are sometimes get what if we see, look at to the extreme, then of course nothing is bad. Tattrinu kambam susumikkhamam. The test comes to give us promotion. Examination only for next promotion. We have to take like that. That sort of encouragement is with us. Examination means promotion on the background. Tattinu kampan susumikkhamam bhunyano eva atma pritam vipakam ridbhagbhu virvidadhan namaste jivetaju mukti padi sudayava. No error on the other side, on the, with the highest authority. Highest authority is not erroneous, no fault, it is all perfect. We have to adjust with such an environment, and that would be very near to the highest plane, Vrindavan. So, all cruelty that is shown, including whipping of the Lord Krishna, that is also service. Whipping of Yashoda to Krishna, that is also service. Very peculiar thing. And that is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Let us consider there must be some greater good on the back. Apparently it may be deplorable. It is all for the best. We have to adjust ourselves with that principle. That would be good for everyone. Madhyamadhikar, Uttamadhikar. Though we can't maintain our position in the plane of Uttamadhikar, highest position, but we shall always try to have our highest regard, and with that help we shall try to minimize our pains in the Madhyamadhikar. Paradukha dukhi. There is one stage in the Dwar, Uttamadhi. He has got no pain for themselves, but they cannot tolerate the pain of others. There is such a stage in the soul. They do not care for their own pain, but they cannot but care for the pain of the others. That is a stage. After that, that is after that Madhyamadhika. After that, there is a law of all feeling of pain of any type. It is all good. The depth of their vision is so much that very the thing which is very far that is seen to them very near. So they cannot see any reaction. The deeper vision, and we cannot see, the length of our vision is small. So we cannot see the highest end, the longest end. So we deplore. Mother punishing the boy in abrupt vision. Mother is very cruel, but the vision, the sight is little extended. Oh, to correct the boy, it is all right. Something like that. All harmonizing. Harmony is to be understood, to be read, to be understood, and to be at one's nature. Harmony. Sundar. Sundaram, Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. No, nothing bad can come from absolute good. Sundaram. To that extent, our vision must be extended. Must go. Sundaram. All harmony. All